So today's daf is daf tesvav, but we're on Yud Dalet Amud Beis. How many lines down?
Two, four, six, five.
We say live Bahamut. It's on the fourth. It's the fifth to last short line. That's what we're up to. No, you know what we're up to? Oh, that's by my love. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to start by the my love, the five lines from the bottom in order to get to the flow. So we had mentioned. We had mentioned a brisa, which we thought was going to be a machlokas, because we're talking about holich k'schidami. Does holich equal schi or not? So we brought down a brisa with multiple shitos. So the brisa says, "My la b'hakim iflgi." Maybe this is what the machlokas is at. The Tanakama, who says again, the case was the guy says a person says to a shliach, holich money laploni, right? Send money to so and so. And the shliach goes and finds that the guy's not there. And the guy's dead. So there's different shitos as what we do with the money. So my lab happened to the Tanakam, who says that the money goes back to the Mishaleach, Sabar Holich Lav Kusri. He says Holich does not equal Sri, and therefore the Mekabah wasn't Zoch and have to return it to the sender. Rav Nasser, Rav Yaakov, who also said that if the Mishaleach dies, they add in the fact that the Mishaleach dies, nevertheless they say that the money goes back to the Yorshim of the Mishaleach, Nami holich lav kesri. They also hold that holich is not kesri, but they're adding that afagav de mis lo armina mitzvah kain divrei meis. They're adding that even though the mishaleach dies, we don't hold of the concept that it is an obligation to uphold the words of the deceased, and therefore it goes back to the mishaleach's yarshim. Then the yesh ormim, who said that the money goes to the yarshim of the recipient, they hold holich kesri, because once he says holich, it is equals kesri, and therefore he gets it. So they see there's a machlokas whether the holich is kesri dam or not. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Amr Mishum Rabbi Yaakov, Amr Mishum Rabbi Meir, they hold. They also said that it goes to the recipient's yorshim, but they hold for a different reason. They say holich lav kesri, but nevertheless, miu hecha demis, if the mishaleach dies, amrina mitzal kain divrei emes. You have to uphold the deceased's words. The chachamim omri yachloku, the chachamim are mesupuk, and therefore they say yachloku between the yorshim, I guess, emes, whoever's still alive. And v'kan amru kan, I guess means bavel, amru shuda. We do shuda the daini, which is a machlokas in Rashi, talks with Rav Shas here as well. Shuda daini seems to indicate that they do what he wants. So Rashi seems to say that you have to go into, the guy has to look, he says, lefi masha rab b'daitosh mashalech. You have to try to go and figure out who the mashalech really wanted to give it to. Tosha says, shuda means you do whatever you want. You're totally up to you. You don't have to look into it. It's just complete up to you to decide what you want to do. Almost. So Gemara says, "Lo, that's not the machlokas. This is where we got up to. That's not the machlokas in our mission, in our brisa as to whether or not holich kischi dami or holich lav kischi dami. Lo, he's saying, Bibari, if we're talking about a healthy mishaleach, kuli amalo pligi, nobody argues. Everyone's going to hold that holich lav kischi dami, which is, I guess, opposite what we said to answer the other day. But here in this brisa, everyone holds holich lav kischi dami. B'hacha b'mayeskinon, and what are we dealing with over here? B'plukta the b'shchiv meira, we're dealing with a shchiv meira, or b'plukta the Rabbi Lazar Rabban Kabluch Miflagi. And we're talking about the machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbanon. What's the machlokas Rabbanon and Rabbi Lazar? We'll see that in a moment. But we always kept saying that divrei shchiv meira k'suvim m'surim dami, that's only chachamim. Rav Lazar says no, that doesn't exist. Even by a shchiv meira, in order for him to transfer property or to transfer items, it has to be done b'derech hakinyonim. So b'plukta the Rabbi Lazar Rabban Kamiflagi, ditznan. His mission is brought down above a bas, on the kuf nun vav, hamichalik nichasav al piv. If somebody is distributing his property to his sons, meaning at balpeh, not lederach marshim, but he's giving it just by word of mouth, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, echad bari, whether the person distributing is healthy, the echad mesukon, or is mesukon, which I guess means a shchiv meira, right? Nichasim sheish lemacharias. Nechasim sheish lemacharias means karkos. If he wants to distribute the karkos, nikne mekesef shtar b'chazaka. Three ways by which you can transfer ownership in karkos. It's by kesef, shtar, and chazaka. And ein lehem achrayis, which means metaltilin, ein niknon el meshicha. It has to be done with meshicha. So you see from Rabbi Lezer, whether or not the person is healthy or on his deathbed, nevertheless, there's no concept of amira. It has to be done b'derech hakinyanim. V'chachamim omrim, v'chachamim elu ve'elu niknin b'niknin b'amira. Meaning, elu ve'elu, talking about a shchiv meira. Talking about a shchiv meira, yeah, no matter what the car, no matter what the property is, whether it's karkos, whether it's metalklin, we have the concept of divrei shchiv meira ke k'suvim m'surim dami, and therefore he can send it out. It's nikkun b'mesira. I don't know. So what for metalklin?
Yeah.
above Messias. So Chachamim Omer Me'elu the Elu Niknim BeAmira. They are written. They are transferred by Amira. So Amrulo. So Chachamim said to Rabbi Eliezer. Chachamim say that Divrei Shchiv Meira can be transferred by Amira. Amrulo Ma'ase BeImon Shel Bnei Rochel. What about the following story about the mother of the sons of Rochel? So Shahaisa Chola, she was sick. Va'amra, and she said from her deathbed, Tinasing Kivnasi Libiti. Give this Kivnasi. Rashi says Noshka Velaz. I looked it up. I think it means a brooch. A brooch, some sort of, yeah. So Kivnasi Libiti, Vihi Bishneim Asar Mana. It's worth 12 mana. It's a lot of money. It's a very, very expensive item. And she says, while she's a Kshich Meira, to give it to her daughter, Mesa, and she died. Bikimu Chachamim, that's Devarah. And Chachamim said, okay, so that brooch goes out of the doesn't go to the sons, it goes to the daughter. So you see, Divrei Shchiv Meira, Hiksuv Masurim Dami. So why are you telling me not? It is the case. So Amar Lahem, Rav Elazar says to Chachamim, don't give me any rayas from Bnei Rochel, because Tikburim Imam. Bnei Rochel, I cursed them that their mother should bury them. Which is hard to say that the mother just died, but the mother should bury them. Why? So Rashi says, Tikburim Imam. Klalahi, meet klomar means lo yalu alev. Don't think about them. Velo yiskeru beis hamedrash. So don't bring them into the beis hamedrash raya. Don't bring them as a raya. Lefisha rishayim hayu. They were rishayim. Shahayu mekayimim kutsim bekerim. They would keep thorns in the vineyard. Ulav Elazar kalayim ninhu. They were keeping kalayim according to Rav Elazar. Velo nilman mehen raya. Lefisha lo dik daknu behen. They didn't look into things. Eich haisa osa tzava. No one looked to see what the actual tzava was. Shemitoch hayu rishayim lo huskru beis hamedrash. They were rishayim. They were in the beis hamedrash. No one knew anything what was going on there. I mean, I don't understand that. The chachamim were mekayim or devarim. He's not bringing a raya from the bnei rochel. He's bringing a raya from what the chachamim did. Okay, it's fine. So therefore, Rav Elazar says, don't bring me that as a raya. That case is not a raya to me. I still hold that even if Shchiv Meira cannot transfer property. Okay, so that's what's going to be in Machlokas in our Braisa. Now we have to apply it. Remember, we had this list of Shitos regarding the case. Again, the case is I send somebody to go give something to a person in a different town. The Shliach looks for him, can't find him, the guy's dead. What does the Shliach do with the items? Return it to me, return it to the Yorshim of the recipient. If the Mishaleach passes away, does it return it to my Yorshim? So now we're going to go back and apply this Machlokas into that Braisa. So the Tanakama, who's dealing with a case where the Mishaleach, the sender, is still alive, it says, Yachzeru, he says the money goes back to the Mishaleach, because he holds like Rabbi Lazar. The person was a Shchiv Meira, he's still alive, but the person was a Shchiv Meira, and therefore, but he tried to transfer the property, didn't amount to anything, because in order for Divrei Shchiv Meira to be accomplished, you have to do Derech HaKinyanim. The Rabbi Nasan, Rabbi Yaakov Nami, Ki Rabbi Lazar, they also like Rabbi Lazar, that Divrei Shchiv Meira are not Ki Nesurin Unesurin Dami. I and Afagav Demis, and they're talking about a case, even if the Mishleach passes away, Lo Armina, Mitzvah Kayim Divrei Emes. We add that we don't say Mitzvah Kayim Divrei Emes. So therefore, for two reasons, it returns back to the Mishleach. What? There's no kinyan, and even if he dies, and you would think that maybe there's a mitzvah to mekayim divrei emes, and then give him over, still continue giving it, so there's no mitzvah to mekayim divrei emes. The yesh omrim. They disagree with the concept. The yesh omrim, they say it's not a halachic obligation. You don't have to do that. The yesh omrim said that the money is given to the yarshim of the recipient, right? They hold like rabbanon. Why? Because divrei shchiv meira suvim surim dami. So when the Shchiv Meira said, give it to so-and-so, the moment he said, give it to so-and-so, it becomes his. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Sha'amar Mishum Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Meir, he holds like Rabbi Meir, who says, Mitzvah L'Kayin Divrei Emes. He's also going to hold like Rabbi Lazar. But Miyu, Hecha Demes, right, he's also holding like Rabbi Lazar, and therefore the money should return to the Mishaleach. But if the Mishaleach dies, he's going to hold Mitzvah L'Kayin Divrei Emes, and therefore it should be given over to the recipient's Yorshim.
So he's
parsing. Yes, that's because you hold the Machlokas of Mitzvah L'Kayin Divrei Emes and the Machlokas of Divrei Shchiv Meira, Kimasurim, Kusurim Dami, are separate Machlokas. You can hold one and not the other, you can hold both, you can hold neither.
There's no raya as to Holach Lach.
That's exactly. The Machlokas here is not talking about Holach Lach Kusri. The Chavir Omer Yachloku, the Chavir say Yachloku, because Masapku. Actually, there's really a double machlokas here. The double machlokas of whether you hold Divrei Shchiv Meira Kivusurim Unesunim Dami, And even if you do, even that, there's a suffix whether you hold mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis. So they say it's a double machlokus, and therefore they say yachloku. Well, yeah, right, but we don't remember the machlokus in Bava Batra, so it's brought down in Shita Rav Elazar. So, the Kan Amru, I always find that one of the biggest blocks to learning certain sugyas is our preconceived notions of what we think. In other words, we always say Divrei Shlimei Rav, because no one gives a shir on Divrei Shlimei Rav Lav Kinyanin Dami, because that's just the way it should be. You need to make Kinyanin. Every time you hear anything, it's, oh, Shlimei Rav can say Amira. That's what we were thinking about. But some machlokas in the Mishnayos.
We hold, I guess,
I don't know. I'm assuming yes, but because it's Rabin. Right. So when we get to Bava Basra, we'll mark it down. We'll lift a glass to that machlokas.
Okay.
Hey, if you remember, I'll lift a glass to that.
It's only 156
watt into Bava Basra, but we still have to get there.
Seth comes that day.
Staff Yomi, man. You're a guy. Yeah. You're a guy.
So okay. we're assuming this all supersedes whatever will was in effect. Is that correct?
Correct. If there was will, first of all, a will usually supersedes the way you do it is that there's Yerusha, which means you split it equally. The Bechor gets two portions and everybody else gets one portion.
Right.
A will, if I decide to give everybody, that's already superseding Divrei Yerusha. This is going to supersede.
I said, but the fact that verbal comments are made.
Because this is before a will. A will is only post-mortem. This is a gift being given before death.
The fact that there's a will in effect.
But I can have a will that says I'm going to give all my possessions to my children. But before I die, I give all my possessions except for a dollar to my dog. So my I didn't supersede my will.
Well, it doesn't make a difference if the dog is part of your possessions.
Well, no. So. Okay. I don't have anybody. Example.
I'm just saying it's kind of weird that you could just preempt everything.
You're not preempting anything. You're the one doing it.
You can give away all your work while you're alive.
I can give away my stuff. I'm alive. I'm giving it away. The only chiddush is I can give it away without a kinyan. Right. That's the chiddush. Right. But Chachamim say Yachloku because Masaf Galu v'Kan Amru, and here in Bava they say Shuda. You know, let the shliach decide what to do on his own. And Rabbi Shimon Hanasi comes in at the end. Asa la'ashmi unin. He comes to give us a ma'aseh, which is, you know, he gives us a ma'aseh Rabbanan, that the Chachamim said, like Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yaakov, which was, I guess, that they said that they don't hold like Rabbi Lazar, and don't hold like Mitzvah Kayim Divrei Meis, and the money goes, wow, it's interesting. So the ma'aseh Rav here goes like Rabbi Lazar, that you don't say Divrei Shchimei Rav Kim Surum Surum Dami. Okay. So Yibayiluhu. So they ask, who's this from Shimon Anasi? Never heard of Rabbi Shimon Anasi. Also says, from Gamliel. Never heard. Who's this from Shimon Anasi? So Yibayiluhu, Rabbi Shimon Anasi, Nasi who? Was he himself actually a Nasi? Oh, Mishmei de Nasi Ka'amar. Or did he say it in the name of the Nasi? I mean, they just want to figure out who it is. Tosos points out. He says, Rabbi, Lefi Shalom Matzin Shaya Nasi. Kabayi. So they're asking, Shemi Chisar Tana Midar. Maybe they left out some words. Who's this from Shimon Anasi? So Tashma, we'll bring a Raya. The Amar of Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Halacha Ki Rabbi Shimon Anasi. Rav Yosef, who's an Amora, says that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Anasi, and he said Stam, Rav Shimon Anasi, that must be his name. So Gemara says, Tabayi Tabayiwa. Same question, right? Nasi who? Ode Ka'amarish made the Nasi. I don't know, he says he's a Nasi, but so they're asking, maybe, they're just very, they're perplexed because they never, I guess in their history books, they didn't have a Rav Shimon Anasi. So Gemara says, Gemara says Teiku, which is interesting. Teiku. This Teiku I always thought was like from a halachic shayla, right? That's your question. I don't know.
Is it Teiku on the name?
Teiku on whether or not he was a Nasi or not. Like Teiku on the Metzius. It's interesting. Okay.
Sounds friendly.
Gufa, Amar Rav Yosef, halachic Rav Shimon HaNasi. He says the halacha is like Rav Shimon HaNasi. So then the Gemara says that's impossible. V'hai kamalan, we know the halacha, Yossi, on Daf Kuf Nun Aleph and Bava Basra, Divrei Shiv Meira, Hiksuv Masurum Dami. That's the halacha. And here you're bringing Rav Shimon, telling me the halacha is like Rav Elazar. Halacha like Rav Elazar, he holds Divrei Shiv Meira, Lav Hiksuv Masurum Dami. So the Gemara says, Rav Yosef Mokula Bibari. No, Rav Yosef says we're not talking about a Shiv Meira, we're talking about a Bari. So we're talking about a Bari, and then he died. So I guess the only issue would be, Mitzvah Divrei Meis. So the Gemara then asks, V'halu Yarshe Mishaleach Ka'amar. But the Gemara says that, you said that you returned, so this is the Gemara saying, not like me, the Gemara saying if he's a bari, he's healthy, then he didn't die. But then the Braisa says you return it to the Yarshim of the Mishaleach, which is mashma that he died. Otherwise, he wouldn't have to go to the Yarshim. So v'kaimalan v'hali Yarshim Mishaleach Amar v'kaimalan mitzvah l'kayin divrei meis. And we hold it's mitzvah l'kayin divrei meis. So why are you giving it to the Yarshim of the Mishaleach? A, if he's alive because he's healthy, it goes back to him. And if he died, even though he wasn't a shlemi, right? He was healthy, and never he could die in a car accident. Why are we giving it back to this Yorshim? It's mitzvah kind of divrei meis. Meaning, you paskin wrong both. So first way he changed it because he says it's a bari, and now he changed it yachzul mishaleach. No, it doesn't say yachzul Yorshim mishaleach. It's yachzul mishaleach himself, meaning he didn't die. So he's a bari. Therefore, there's no divrei shlemira. He didn't die. There's no mitzvah kind of divrei meis because he's not a meis. That's why he gets it back. Okay. Hajjan alacha maybe kama. Hajjan alacha maybe kama. Hajjan maybe kama. So we finish the first parak of maybe get. We'll start the second parak of maybe get. So the reason why I think they're the same name is because it's a very similar topic. Again, we're going back to Fali Nachtam and Fali Nachtam. Go back to, if you remember, it's very difficult, I think, to learn the second parak without learning the first parak. I remember when I was in 10th grade, the Rebbe decided we'd learn the second parak first. Lasted about a day.
How can you find that? I maybe get the exact
same. There are a few places, but this is exactly. But here's actually, it goes much. It's Hamevi get Medina Sayyam Ba'amar Bifanai Nachtam. So the whole first line is the same thing. That's
right.
The whole first line. Okay, so. Remember, we said in maybe get someone who comes from Dina Sayam, you have to bring you have to say the special words of a Fali Nechtav, a Fali Nechtam. It was Machlokas, Rabba, and Rava as to what the reason was. According to Rabba, the reason was is because the people not in Eretz Yisrael were not Bekim Lashma, and therefore, Befali Nechtav, Fali Nechtav came to, with that, they came to understand that it was written Lashma. According to Rava, we saw the issue of Lashma. The reason the Iker Takan is Befani Nechtam, we want to basically substantiate the Edim, so substantiate the signatures, correct? And so the Baal wouldn't be able to make an error. So therefore we say Befani Nechtam, and then we say Befani Nechtam as well, in order so it doesn't get mixed up with other Kiyum Shtaros. And then we also said that Rabba actually holds of Rava's example as well. Okay, so I maybe get Medina Sayam. So you have the Shliach who's bringing the gift from Medina Sayam. And he messes up, or he doesn't say the way it's supposed to be said. So Amar b'fani nechtav, he says the get was written in front of me. Aval lo b'fani nechtav, but it wasn't signed in front of me. He only says b'fani nechtav. Or he says, the other way, b'fani nechtav, aval lo b'fani nechtav. He says it was written, signed in front of me, not b'fani nechtav. So he's changing the words of what he's supposed to do. The Chachamim have a certain method how it has to be taking place, and he's not doing it according to that method.
What's he saying here? Then you change it.
He doesn't say both.
In the beginning, the first line you said.
Befani nechtav.
What do you say now? The
first time he says befani nechtav. The first line. Let's say it. The first time he says befani nechtav. But he doesn't say befani nechtam. Second line he says befani nechtam. But he doesn't say befani nechtam. No, he says half.
Right.
The Mishnah mentions both halves. Or he says befani nechtav kulo. I saw the whole thing written in front of me. But befani nechtam chetzio. But I only saw 1/8 sign. Okay, or the other way around. Befani nichtav chetzio. I only saw half of it, part of it written. Befani nechtam kulo, but I saw both edim. All these cases, we say it is pasul because the shliach was mishane and he left out from the takanas of the chachamim. Now, next case, you have two witnesses who are bringing the get from Medina Sayam. Echad omer befani nichtav, the echad omer befani nechtam. Again, it's pasul. If one says one and one says the other, it's pasul. Right, Rashi says. Echad, oh no, we're not even talking about Pishnayim. No, we need 1/8. It's 1/8. This whole thing here is 1/8. Maybe that's a drabanan. Why is it possible? So Rashi says, Echad om refunny nechtav, echad om refunny puzzle. Ikisha get yotzi mitacha zidea echad shumeveyo. Then a shliach, the ein chaveir a shliach ba'avaso, mishum hachi puzzle. If only one of them is a shliach, then it makes sense, because he's not saying the whole thing. So it's the rabbanan lememeri tavayu. Ulamanda lokinami gemara b'shneim shluchim. Later on, the gemara, which is, this is really for, I think, tomorrow's daf, end of tomorrow's daf, right? The mokila nami gemara b'shneim shluchim, we're both a shluchim. Afilo hachi puzzle. Still gonna be puzzle. Kevan de chad hu di ika chasima. One is only testifying on the chasima. The iulo masi laksiva. And one is only testifying about the ksiva. Because when you say b'fani nechtav and b'fani nechtam, we're not going to confuse it with kiyum shtaros, because you see, he's saying the whole thing. But here we're having one person testify about the edim. So, and then we're going to say also that's good. So if only one person is testifying only about the edim, that's you're going to get confused with kiyum shtaros, right? He says the ikach iulo masi laksiva asi lachluf kiyum shtaros alma beit echa kedamirin perakama. Okay, that's that case. Next case, which I guess we'll also discuss more tomorrow. Shnayim Omrim Bifaneinu Nechtav. Two of them say it was signed in our presence. The Echad Omer Bifanei Nechtam. And one says Bifanei Nechtam, it's possible. It's still possible.
Was someone else or a third person?
It was written the Shema
in front of us. Well, the Shema is only according to...
Right, it was written.
So we have to get to that. But it's Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. It's two and one. Two say it was Bifanei Nechtav, and a third party says Bifanei Nechtam. Three witnesses. Two say on the Ksiva, one says on the Chasima. We still say it's possible. Like Rashi said, Eferish, Shnayim Omer, Fonei Nechtav, Echad, Shlishi, Omer Nami Pasol, Omer Pasol, Mishum Haitaimah. We'll see the also because of the Asal Achlufe, that I believe is tomorrow, and Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that it's kosher. We'll get to that tomorrow. Okay. Next. You have three now coming, bringing the get. Echad, it's just the opposite case. Echad Omer Bifanei Nechtav. One says Bifanei Nechtav. Ushnayim Omer Bifaneinu Nechtam. In that case, we say Kasher. We're going to say that case it's Kasher because you have two witnesses on the signatures, and therefore it's the same thing as regular Kiyum Shtaros. And this is probably going to take place after everyone knew the halacha of Lashma. So according to one man, I don't have to worry about Lashma. According to my Dharma, he says, if you worry about Lashma, this is going to be after that time period. But here, the whole problem was Asa Lechluf Bekim Shtaros Ba'alma. Here, you're not going to Asa Lechluf Bekim Shtaros Ba'alma because you have two witnesses testifying about the validity of the signatures. Because here is Echad Omer Fanin Nechtav and Shnayim Omer Fanin. Okay, next. So Kasher. The Gemara then says, Hatu Lamli, why do I need to say all this? I have to keep saying this. We know the halach is, Hamevi get Medina Sayyam, Sarach Shiomer, Fanin Nechtam, Fanin Nechtam. In order for it to work, he has to say both. So, hey, you give me all these permutations about how, what's supposed to, how, you know, appears. We know the halacha. Excuse me. The Gemara says, Ha Tu Lamali, Ha Tonale Chadazimna. Right? Hamevi get Medina Sayyam, Sarach Shiomer, Bifanin Nechtam, Ubifanin Nechtam. The Gemara says, "Imehahi." If the Tana only had that Mishnah, "Hava Amina," I would have thought that "Sarich" means lechatchila, right? It would just mean "Sarich." But "Ilo Amar Kasher," "Kamash Milan," that's even a psul b'di'evit. So I'm not sure why or where "Sarich" appears a lot of times in Mishnayos. So sometimes it's lechatchila, sometimes even b'di'evit. I'm not sure how you make the determination about when "Sarich" is only like here. They're basically saying that "Sarich" in the first parak was only a din lechatchila. But b'di'evit would be okay. Comes our Mishnah and gives all these other cases to show you that it's even b'di'evit, it wouldn't. you have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Right? Why would you have made that deal that tzarich is only a din lechachila? So I don't know why that would make a difference. Okay, the next case in the Mishnah was the shliach said b'fanei nechtam chetzio. Half of it was written in front of me. But all of it was signed. And remember, the multiple ways, the Kiyum Shtaros is typically done either by two witnesses testifying about the signatory saying, we recognize those signatures. Or the signatories themselves coming and saying, those are our signatures. Or you compare it to other documents that were also already Mekuyim. But when it came to the get, we had this Kula, because really wrote Bekim Shema, and really we had this whole Kula of Shumiguna, that one witness can do it. But the only way they allowed that one witness was if you don't confuse it with Kiyum Shtaros. And say this is only done because it's a special kula by Gittin. That's why you have to say, forget, even though you're only, the crux of the matter here is the Chasima, nevertheless you have to say Bifanei Nechtav as well. I talk about the Ksiva. So now, the case was Bifanei Nechtav Chetzio, Bifanei Nechtam Kulo. So now he says everything on the Chasima, but he only says half of the Ksiva, which says puzzle. So the Gemara asks, which half? Ha chetzio. Remember, we have a din from Rav Elazar, right? Rav Elazar said, this is the Amora of Rav Elazar, I believe, on Daf Hey, that even if you only saw one line being written, that's enough. So here he's saying it's only Bifanei Nechtav chetzio. So the Gemara says, hi chetzio, which part of the get are you talking about? Ilema chetzio rishon, even talking about the beginning of the get, which we call the Toref, that's the Iker of the get. That's what has, as Rashi points out, has the name of the man, the name of the woman, the place where the get was written, the Zman, and it has all that stuff of Hareat Mutaris L'Kol Adam. That's the Iker of the get. Ilei Mechetzer Rishon, V'ha'am Rav Elazar. Didn't Rav Elazar already say, Afilo Kasav Bo, even if you only saw the sofa, right, Elashita achas lishma, one line lishma, shuv eno tsarich. You don't have to see anything else. That's enough. One line is enough. So the Gemara says, El Amar Rashi lechetzi achron. It's just the boilerplate stuff that he saw on right. That stuff, you know, who knows about the, that's the non-essential part. It's just a boilerplate. I'll tell a lawyer about just a boilerplate because a lot of money is won or lost based on the boilerplate. But still,
what's it called?
Boilerplate. It's a simple language. It's the language that's included in every contract. So it's not the terms necessarily of the contract. I'll describe it correctly. But yeah, pretty much.
The
whereases are the preambles. They're not even part of the contract. Right? Yeah, you always keep those out. You have to write the language that says that. Yeah.
Preambles make it look nice.
All right, that's all it is. Doesn't make a difference.
Listen, what's the answer in here?
The part that he saw was the second part of the get, and that's why it's puzzle. Because had that part that he's seen been the toref, the first line, or the ikkar part of the line, right? Rashi says that it's talking about the name of the man, the name of the woman, the main part, then that would have been sufficient. But here the Mishnah says it's pasul, must be talking about the boilerplate part of the get, and that's why it's pasul. Right. Ella Amar Rashi, it's difficult to say non-essential, because without it, it's not a valid get. But still, it's less essential.
It's not as essential as
it. Correct. Okay.
It's the ikkar.
That's specific.
What?
It's the
ikar. Right. It's the stuff that appears in every single contract. It's not specific. It's not the language that's specific to this get.
Well, specifically get.
Right, but not to this get. Okay.
Thank you. Not subject to Mesuyah. Plain and simple. It's no names, no places. It's not subject to Mesuyah.
According to that man, the Amar, a fill the blank get works.
According to that man, a fill the blank get, possibly. Well, no. We're saying that.
Then you don't have to write.
No, you do have to write lishma, but we can assume it's lishma. That's what the case was on Daf Hey. We assume because that's not the place where he's going to change it lishma. We're worried that he's going to mess up the lishma with the names. Because maybe because the Gemara there said maybe he went to the shuk and he found different people with the same names and he's messing up the names.
Right,
but no. The thing is, as long as you saw the first line written lishma, we can assume that the rest of it is written lishma. Okay. Next, the Mishnah said. Befanei nechtav kulo, I saw the whole thing written. Or befanei nechtam chetzio, I only saw one aid sign it. We say it's puzzle. So now the mahalach of the Gemara is that there's something else. Besides this, we're going to learn another case. There's more mechudosh. Three possibilities. And it's more mechudosh than our case. We're going to try to figure out what that more mechudosh din is. And again, if the Mishnah is trying, the concept of tafasta merubah lo tafasta, right? The Mishnah is trying to teach us a chiddush. We try to take the least chiddush, the smallest chiddush. Because if you have a choice between the greatest chiddush and a smaller chiddush, you take the smallest chiddush, because otherwise, if it was a choice, and you had a great big chiddush, the assumption is the Mishnah would have included that. That's Rashi mentioned later on, but that's what it is. So Amar Rav Chisda says, Afilu, right, even if, Shnayim me'edim achasim asiyad hasheni. So again, guy says, Befanei nechtav kulo. So the ksiva were good. The issue was the edim. Our Mishnah says that the guy says, I only saw one witness. But let Rav Chisda come and says, even if two witnesses testify about that second aid, I testified about the first aid, the two of you testify about the second aid, it's still puzzle. He says it's still going to be puzzle. Why? Two witnesses on this. So my timer, what's the reason? Because Rav Chisda says, now you basically have Kalai in here. Your shot is here, metaphorically. Because you're doing, there's a concept of a funny nechtav. How do you make the shtaros? I mentioned is either a funny nechtav or it's kim shtaros. Here you're mixing and matching. You're doing a funny nechtav on one witness, and you're doing kim shtaros on the second witness. It says, my time, o kula b'kima get, which is the regular way of doing it, o kula b'takanas chachamim. Or the whole get has to be done via takanas chachamim, a funny nechtav. Here you're mixing and matching. So Rava says, Maskele Rava, you have a problem with that? Okay. I thought you were asking a question. Okay. You got a problem with that? No.
I think it would be okay.
So he's saying, that's his. It's not. So Maskele Rava says, like Yossi, what are you talking about? That case is going to have to be okay. Maskele Rava, meek and is it possible to you, Amar Chad, Kosher, Hashdika Trey, Puzzle? You know, if it was one case where the guy came over and said himself, I recognize the Kiyum Shtaros. Remember, we hold that the Befanei Nechtav is in lieu of Kiyum Shtaros. The guy himself came and was Mekayim the Shtar, we learned earlier on, but that would be sufficient also. So if this guy himself came and said that Rashi says, Nika Midi, Rashi says, the Ilu Amar Chad Kosher, last Rashi, Im Amar HaShaliach, the Shaliach himself said, Ani Makiram, I recognize the signatures, kosher. But Fidelo Amar Befani Nechtam, Tosfos argues, but we'll just do it with Rashi. Even if he doesn't say Befani Nechtam, he just says, I recognize these two signatures. The Hachi Amin Reperakama, the Chi Amar Yodeyani, Nami Mehemon, right, Mishmaisa Kamaita, he would be believed. Here, when two witnesses come and testify about the validity of the signature, we're not going to be believed. And the difference is also there is that, but that it's not answering the question. Because in that case where Rashi is brought down, he's not mixing and matching. It's one A doing it via one mechanism.
Right.
Here you're still mixing and matching. It's like Kol Mosif Korea. You know, you're mixing and matching. Okay. So therefore Rava says that cannot be the Chiddush. In that case Rav Chisda, they would say the get is kosher, according to Rava. Ella Amar Rava, Rava says there's a different Chiddush I have here. Tertamabe's different Chiddush is rather who the acher me'idim achasimus hasheni pasul. The case was, he says, b'fanei nechtav kulo, b'fanei nechtam one, and then he, the aide, and another aide, testify about the validity of the second signatory. So you have, yeah, he's involved in both. You have two. You have two witnesses who sign on the two signatures so you have aide get and aide aidim. So the two aidim sign on the get, those we're calling the signatories.
Okay,
right. Those we're going to call the signatories.
Right.
Okay, that's the right word. We're going to call those the signatories.
Right.
So the guy who's coming to bring the get, that shliach, he says b'fanei nechtav, and he says b'fanei nechtam one, and then he comes with another aide and testifies about the akim staros on the second signatory.
So still to aid?
Correct.
So you're still getting one aide on one signature.
No, two aid and one. One aid and one signature is b'fanei.
Two aid on two signatures.
No. You're getting one, you're getting b'fanei nechtam by one guy.
Right.
And the one second, guy. The second, done by one aid.
So that's one. And the other, b'fanei nechtam, you're getting two.
No, forget the b'fanei nechtam. The b'fanei nechtam is done by one aid. B'fanei nechtam of one signatory is done by one aid. That one aid then combines with the second aid to do kiyum shtaros on the second signatory.
Why can't he make his statement?
He wasn't there. They weren't signed together. What are you talking about? How many ate him?
I'm trying to figure out how many people.
Simple case. There. Simple case. I come to the gate. I come with a star. It said, I say b'fanei nechtav,
right.
And I say signatory number one b'fanei nechtam.
Right.
Signatory number two, he didn't sign in front of me, but Mati and I are now testifying that that's his valid signature. Okay. So it's Kim stars. So the Gemara says it's puzzle. So Gemara asks, my timer, why is it puzzle? Because asu lachlufle bekim staris ba'alma. Because you may also now at this point, also you'll mix it up with kim staris. Well, you might say that by stam kim staris, you can do it this way. Because once I start adding in typical kim staris with the 1-8 here, it's all confusing over here. So do it one way or the other way. So the Gemara says, you're going to compare with kim staris, and what's the reason why? Bekanafik nechi riv'a dimamona apuma dechatzada. You're going to say that one witness can testify basically to three quarters of the star. What's the testimony we have to go over? The testimony here is we have to prove the validity of these two signatories. So I'm one witness. One signatory is fully proven by me, and one signatory is proven by me half, and proven by Mati half. So it's being three quarters done by me, which Rashi brings a long Rashi, and Rashi says, you're not allowed to do that. It's al pishnayim edim yakum davar. Assumption being that I'm testifying about half, and you're testifying about half. Two witnesses, half is by me, which basically half of each is done by both. But here I'm doing three quarters. That's no good. So I'm asking for Ravashi. So Ravashi says, wait a second. Why is this any better than what you said before? Mi'ikamidi. How you talking, basically? Mi'ikamidi. De'ilu masik le'ihu. If the shliach himself, there wasn't that second aid. If the shliach himself would have said, l'kule dibura kosher. If the shliach himself would have said about the second signatory. He would have said, b'fanei nechtam signatory one. And signatory number two, that is, I recognize the signature. That would be kosher. Mi ika midi di lo masik le iu lekuli dibur kosher. Hashtu di ika chad bahade pasul. What, adding this one guy is going to make it worse? So the Gemara says, yeah, it makes it worse because you had the three quarters and one quarter.
Right.
I don't understand that. He explained the answer already. Okay, so El Amar Rav Ashi, Rav says, no, the chiddush that I'm trying to bring down is even a smaller chiddush. The chiddush is as follows. Afilu, even if the shliach says, even if Omer anihu eid sheni, pasul.
I'm
I am the second signatory. Meaning the Shliach comes and says, Befani Nechtov. And he says, Befani Nechtov, signatory one, and I am signatory number two.
Right.
So he's not involving anybody else. It's just him. Nevertheless, it's puzzle. My time. Again, what's the reason why? Because O Kulu B'Kiyim Get, O Kulu B'Tekanas Chachamim. Either, in order to validate this get, you either do it to Kiyim Shtaros way, which is him saying that's my signature, or you do it to Tekanas Chachamim way, which is saying Befani Nechtov. Here you're mixing and matching. It's no good.
He
only says funny Nechtom on one.
On the other guys.
Right.
On
that doesn't count. You say funny Nechtom on my own signature. It doesn't work.
Why?
What?
He was there. I mean, he saw it.
Apparently it doesn't work.
Maybe he looked away.
His own signature.
Right. The only way to establish your own signature is to say that it's mine. Because the idea of
that's a
chiddush.
Right.
This is a smaller chiddush because you're not involving another party.
It's not a conflict of Israel to
right. Why not? We say that you're Mekayim Staros. If guy some there's a star out there that has signatures on it, and we're trying to be Mekayim with the star, and a guy goes, this year, yeah, that's mine. What are we talking about? Stamp it. Good thing. Right. Good star. Done. All right. Tanan. So now the Gemara is going to ask.
The problem is that he's wearing too many hats. If there is a problem.
So
we'll see in a second if there's a problem.
Now, the best thing is that he's also the guy, he's the Shliach bringing it inside completely. The two Aidim are the sign of the Shushlichim are bringing it to her also.
But then they believe differently. They just say it was done in front of us. I don't know. Here the issue is more. I think it's more what she is saying. It's just being you're mixing and matching.
I said, but yeah.
It's a few more lines.
They're mixing and matching. I don't think it's in a few more lines. But Tanan. So nevertheless, so our Mishnah says. So now I think they're asking now. They're asking from Rav Chisda on our Mishnah. I think that's what the Tanan is. Right. I think it's the Mishnah. It's okay. So Tanan we learned in the Mishnah. Befanai nichtov kulo. The Mishnah says befanai nichtov kulo. The whole thing, befanai nichtov kulo, or befanai nechtom chetzio. Right, that was one of the cases of the Mishnah. The Shliach says the whole thing was written in front of me, but only half of it was signed in front of me. We said it's puzzle. So either chetzio. So he said he only had one signature validated via befanai nechtom. So the either chetzio. What about the second signature in that case? Heichidami. What would have been the case? Ilema the leka kamisidele klal. If you're going to tell me there's no witness on it at all, there's no testimony whatsoever about that second signatory. So hashta echad omer funny nichtav the echad omer funny nechtam dai kamase kula ksiva hai kamase kula ksiva pasul chetzu mibai. In other words, you have to have some sort of testimony on that one signature. We just brought down a case in the Mishnah where one guy says full ksiva was done in front of me. One guy says full chasima done in front of me. It's puzzle. So you have to bring me down a case to tell me that there's only half of the chasima is puzzle. Of course it's puzzle. You have to have the guy saying the full thing. So the Gemara says, Ella, so that's why. So therefore, why is that a question of Chizda? since that language is unnecessary, it must be teaching us a chiddush. And if the Mishnah is teaching us a chiddush, like I said before, you're going to go tefasta meruba lo tefasi, and you're going to try to speak out the smallest chiddush. And therefore, it's ella okidarava okidaravashi lafuki midar chizda. The limud you're going to make has to be a chiddush. We're going to take the smaller chiddush, either rava or chizda. Rashi tries to explain why rava and chizda are equal. And when it comes to which one is considered a big chiddush or not, but Rav Chisda is a huge chiddush, so therefore we're not going to take Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda says, no, that's not the way the Mishnah is supposed to be read. The Mishnah is read, typically, a Mishnah writes, Lozu Avzukatoni. The Mishnah doesn't say, if you want not only this, but even this. So just because it says the second din, doesn't mean the first din in the Mishnah doesn't have to be there. That's just the derech of the Mishnah, to build from one step to the next step. And yes, the second step is a bigger chiddush than the first chiddush, and it subsumes the first chiddush within it. That's just the way that Mishnayos are written. So Amalach Rav Chisda L'Tameich. What about you? According to you, that the way the Mishnah is set up is that it's supposed to teach us a chiddush. What about the first din of the Mishnah? The first din of the Mishnah says Befani Nechtov Avalo Befani Nechtam Lomeli. Why do I even need that case? That it was Befani Nechtov but not Befani Nechtam. I have no testimony whatsoever about the chasima. We just said in the second case, if you testify about one chasima, it's no good. Obviously, if you don't testify to any of the chasima, it's no good. Must be then ella lozu avzukatani hachanami lozu avzukatani. So the Mishnah is only talking about lozu avzukatani. So you don't. I can't. I'm not hamstrung by saying I have to do the smallest chiddush. The Mishnah is not even talking about that. The Mishnah is doing in the derech of lo zuav zugatani, and I have a chiddush. Are you telling me that my chiddush is upset by the Mishnah because the Mishnah's case is to bring down a certain type of chiddush, and therefore that chiddush has to be the smallest chiddush? It's not what the Mishnah is doing at all. The Mishnah is written in lo zuav zu, and I have a chiddush outside the Mishnah. Okay, so now we're going to go off a little bit off topic again, but the Mishnah had mentioned. And we have mentioned Rav Chisda says we said okulu b'kiyum aget okulu b'takanas chachamim, mixing and matching two different things. So now the Mishnah brings down other cases of where can you combine two, where one thing is valid halacha you've done all the way, another thing is valid halacha you've done all the way. Can you combine those two together to make it halachically valid? What?
We still don't know the
chiddushes. We didn't answer. We didn't disprove any of them. Each had their own chiddush. Who do we pass like? Probably pass like all three, but. I don't know. Okay, so Amar Chizda. Rav Chizda said, "Gidud chamisha u'mechitza chamisha emit starfim achi ku o kulo mechitza o kulo begida." Again, in order something to make going back to our Irvin days, try to remember them. Actually, sometimes we try to forget, but try to remember the days of Irvin. So the Irvin was in order to make a Rishus Yachin. Right, Rishus Yachin had to be ten. The mound had to be 10 tefachim high. So let's say you have 5 tefachim made by like a mechitza, by like a wall, and the 5 tefachim are made by a gidud, which is like a pile, I believe. What?
It says your embankment.
Okay, so you have, so I don't know what that means, but okay, you have combining two different, like you're combining two different items to create the 10 tefachim high to make it. Yep. So it's a wall. So I'm saying it's a pile. Okay. So you have these two items together to combine, so that either any of them on their own would create a Rishus HaYachid, but now you're trying to combine them. So Rav Chisda says, no, actually, okul mechitza, okul begidud, darish mreimar, mreimar comes and says, no, gidud chamisha, o mechitza chamisha mitzarfim, they are mitzarif, hilchasa mitzarfim, they're mitzarif. Boy Ilfa. Ilfa asks the next question. Yadayim tahoros lachatzoyin, or ein tahoros lachatzoyin. To make tahor hands, can you do it halfway or not halfway? So the Gemara is going to ask, hey Chidami, what's the question? What is he asking about? What is the something? So ilema, if we're talking about the kamashu beitrei mirvius, in order to wash your hands to make them tahor, in order to be a truma, you have to wash them with a rivius of water. So now, what's the case? We say yadayim tahoros lachatzin or not. So let's just read the first hechidami. So hechidami, ilem with the kamashu beitrei, that two people came and they poured one after another may revius to eat from a cup holding a revius, meaning that each one basically used half a revius to wash their hands. Right? That can't be the question. Vahatnan me revius not only yadayim echad. One revius is good enough for two. They're doing it at the same time, I believe. They're both putting their hands out and doing it at the same time. So that revius is enough for both of them. So that can't be the case. Ella, maybe it's the kamashe chada chada yade. Maybe they do it one after another. They do it one after another. That can't be. V'hatanan hanoto yado achas minatila ba'achas b'shtifa yadav tahoros, which means what? Oh no! Here you see, but Kamashi Chada Chada. He washes his own hands. One hand doesn't wash his hands together. He washes one hand and washes the other hand, like we do. So Gemara says that has to be good because the Mishnah says that even if I do one hand by pouring and one hand by dipping into the water, that's kosher. So that can't be the case. Ella the Kamashi Palga Palga. Maybe that he's only washing half of his hand, up to whatever the limit is supposed to be, machlokas, up to the knuckle, up to the different knuckle. Maybe he's only washing half his hand. But it can't be the question either. Va'amri debei Rabbi Yannai, yadayim ain't taharos lachatzoyin. Your hands don't become tahor if you only wash them halfway. So we're still stuck is to figure out what the question of Ilfa is about yadayim taharos lachatzoyin or ain't taharos lachatzoyin. We'll pick up tomorrow by the Lotzricha. Just let you know a little foreshadowing. In the end, we're not going to answer the question. We'll figure out what the question is, but we won't answer it. Okay.